The end of the decade is a time for looking back. We're spending the last few days of the 1980s digging into the Fresh Air archives to bring you interviews and performances from the 80s that we think you'll enjoy. We begin with a short trip back to last year when Susanna McCorkle performed a live holiday concert. Christmas is a holiday that comes complete with a very large repertoire of songs, and let's face it, every year at this time we're treated to some pretty corny versions of those songs. Susanna McCorkle breathes new life into old favorites. Susanna records for Concord Jazz. Accompanying her on this Fresh Air concert are pianist Lee Musiker and bassist Dean Johnson.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the yourself a merry little Christmas.
That's always such a sad song. It was actually an even sadder song I just read in one of those books of Hollywood anecdotes that you're always so ashamed of yourself for reading, but you keep on reading. When it was written by Blaine and Martin for Judy Garland, she said, "This is too sad. I'm going to be, it's a sad moment. Our family's about to move to New York. We're afraid we won't be together again after this Christmas. But it's the words are so sad. This Christmas may be our last. And if I sing it sad and the song is sad, it'll be too sad. So just make it more neutral, and then I'll be sad, and then it won't be too much of one thing." I love that idea of Judy Garland sitting down with the songwriters and talking about it, the idea that you could be there when a great song is born, and as a singer who really thinks about what you're singing, have something to do with it and to say about it. And it is really enduring classic song that we just don't get tired of.
I think it's one of the best Christmas songs.
It is.
I'm glad you opened with it.
Christmas is sad. There is always a longing about Christmas. longing for what we never knew, even, except from the movies.
Suzanne, every year are you called on to sing Christmas songs?
I am, but I don't mind it. I love special occasions and holidays. I really like doing them, and there are a lot of beautiful Christmas songs. I like all the carols, too.
Could we take a little poll about favorite and worst of the Christmas songs, what you think is the best and the worst?
Okay, Lee Musiker first. He's very opinionated.
Definitely, most definitely, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is one of my favorites. So I agree with you, Terry, on that.
At worst? Do we have a nomination worst? No, that's the best.
That's the best.
You were very anti-Jingle Bells, Lee.
Well, I don't like to express that opinion in public, but that's... I'll just go with the best, the top one.
Dean, venture an opinion?
I don't really have a favorite, but the Christmas song is one I like, Mel's.
Oh, how fortunate. We happen to be doing that later on in the show.
Susanna, what do you think?
Okay, the one I hate the most, because I just found a Frank Sinatra album, and on one side it's all carols, which he sings beautifully, simply and beautifully, Silent Night or Little Town of Bethlehem. On the other side, there are more commercial songs, including some of the great ones we've done, like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. But there's also Oh, By Gosh, By Golly, Mistletoe and Holly. I'd say that's one that I don't want to sing.
I could
really hear the songwriters cranking that one out. Let's come up with a Christmas song. But there were even recently, Jingle Bell Rock was a good song, I thought, which was a hit maybe in the late 50s or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to do a nice one next.
Yeah, I'm going to do one that I think is the most evocative one about Christmas for all of us, because many of us won't be going home for Christmas or can't be going home for Christmas, or the home that we think of as home doesn't exist anymore. So it's a very touching song to hear and to sing, because it has so much meaning for everybody, especially these Christmas songs that are so familiar. Everybody has one particular time that he or she thinks of with a song like this.
Christmas, you can count on me. Please have snow.
We're featuring an encore presentation of a live holiday concert with singer Susanna McCorkle. Let's return with a song co-written by Mel Torme.
This is dedicated to a great musician. Mel Torme gave us a Christmas song that they'll be singing into the next century, I'm sure.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny little tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He comes with lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how. So I'm offering this simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. To you. Merry Christmas.
Beautiful. We're featuring a live concert today of Christmas songs with singer Susanna McCorkle, and we have at the piano Lee Musiker and at the bass Dean Johnson. The next song that you're going to do, absolutely everybody knows, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, yes. This is one of my earliest childhood songs because it's quite scary if you listen to it as a child. Better watch out. Better not cry. You know, don't. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake and if you've been bad. You know, from the time I can remember understanding words, I always thought, what does this song mean? Oh, how long before Christmas do I have to be good to get any presents and have Santa Claus come? What's going on here? You know, it's quite a terrifying song. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. Telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I think it's a great tribute to a singer when they can make Santa Claus Is Coming to Town sound that good. Can you sing Winter Wonderland for us?
I hope Santa's going to come now. Winter Wonderland we're going to do? Okay.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. To sing a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. Meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job if you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland.
And we have just enough time to close with a song that I think you have to close every Christmas concert with.
Oh, yes. This is by Irving Berlin. He was the best at writing holiday songs. And this one, we have the verse, which is not usually heard. It makes the song a completely different song, not just about a Christmas with snow, but about going back home and having the kind of Christmases you used to have and remember best and love best. The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, LA. But it's December the 24th, and I'm longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
We've been listening to an encore presentation of a concert by Susanna McCorkle, with Lee Musiker at the piano and Dean Johnson on bass.